May the Lord bless you with unshakable faith in his protection, care, and love for you. Amen. Please, don't be like me and get curious and disobey the Lord. Last night I disobeyed the Lord and looked at the news out of curiosity of what was going on in Israel. It was frightening, especially because I believe we are next to experience this hatred of Ishmael's offspring. This fear rippled through our community, and we were all stirred by it. When I went to pray, the Lord began, "You have nothing to fear. Have I not promised my care and protection?" I was silent as I pondered what he said. He spoke up again, "You don't believe me. This comes from your listening to the world, my beloved. This is the major reason I have asked you to abstain from the news. It is indeed frightening, very frightening. I know you want to ask me, but how will you protect us, Lord? And I cannot answer that right now because there are many different ways. This will require trust on your part, which I'm working on as we speak, by the way." Oh, that's a story for another time. That's to do with a lost puppy. Jesus continued, "I know it is terrible, but some will feel nothing. So brutal are the intentions of man. Shall I not have mercy on my chosen race? Surely I will. Yet you cannot see what brought this down upon them. If you could, you would totally understand. Nevertheless, I will show mercy." Oh, thank you, Lord. That's the cry of my heart. Mercy, Lord, mercy. I cannot bear to look upon those who are tortured. Oh, God, reveal your great mercy to us. "Thank you for praying," Jesus replied, "although I knew that the very thought of what they are doing would scare you. Lord, hear our prayer. Please hear our prayer for mercy." At that point, the Blessed Mother appeared and spoke and said, "Pray for them, Claire. Pray much, for evil knows no boundaries. I am with them. I am constantly praying for them. But you, as my chosen daughter, must also wrap your heart around their misfortune. What is taking place goes back to millennia, to the barbaric ways of Cain and Ishmael. This drama is being played out at the very end of the age. And even beyond that, when the evil watchers taught murderous execution to inspire terror to the people of earth. Yes, this bloodthirstiness goes way, way back. Doors of retaliation are being closed, finally. I have put in the hearts of my children to pray for these terrible events and to stop the bloodthirstiness of the children of Ishmael, which has its roots in the pagan worship of the Egyptians. Much of the New Age deception also comes from this source." I answered her, "Mother, I don't understand." She continued, "Trust me, these events are rooted even from the very beginning and disobedience of Adam and Eve. None of these things will be possible during the millennial reign, not until the end. At present, the world is in the throes of a death, both within and without. Mankind is reaping the harvest of the evil seeds that have been sown, and God is reaping the harvest of those who are returning to him. This is a very great drama of all the ages as they culminate. Mankind is being sifted. The good seed is kept, and the evil seed goes into the fire prepared for them. Most of all, they need our prayers. My dearly beloved heart dwellers," she continued, "I come to you with many tears, asking for your prayers for the world, for both the good and the wicked, that perhaps they will convert before it is too late for them. You are children of the Father's merciful heart and of your Mother of Mercy. Therefore, these works of mercy should be your focus now. Some of you will be responsible for very important conversions. Take heart in this. Much good will come from your sincere prayers, and in eternity you will also shine forth as my true children. Do not lament what you could not finish. Rather, look forward and put all your efforts into the conversion of souls, which will forever glorify the Father's mercy. These are the days of which it was written, "The just shall bring forth a harvest of eternal righteousness, and the evil a harvest of condemnation. Both will receive their reward, as it is just and right." Rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let the prayers commence. I am your Mother of Mercy. Thank you, dear lady, for speaking with us.